Hello, all you beautiful and wonderful people of the UK. My name is Bumblefoot.
Yes.
I was born and raised in New York City. Hope you all can understand the way I talk. A little bit about the gear I use. I play out of a Line 6 Veta amp, and I play Vigier guitars. They're these handmade French guitars, V-I-G-I-E-R. They make this amazing fretless guitar that I'm playing with on this song. This song is called Mafalda, and it appears on a CD, an instrumental comp CD called The Alchemists, released by Liquid Note Records in May 2002. Before we begin, I want to talk a little bit about how to approach the fretless guitar.
Here.
Number one, on Vigier's fretless guitar, they give you these fret markers on the edge of the neck so that you have some idea of where you are on the neck. What you need to do is you need to put your fingers where the frets would be. You don't want to put your finger where you would normally be pressing the string down against the fret. You need to put your finger exactly where the fret would be. And this is especially important when playing chords, and you'll find that the more you play, the more you develop natural intonation. Now, the second thing to keep in mind is that you never bend the string. Instead, you're going to slide up to whatever note you would bend to. If you wanted to bend a whole step, you slide up a whole step. And string vibrato is going to be more back and forth, like a violin or a cello. Yeah. Okay, now that you know how to play the fretless guitar, let's take a look at the opening theme to this song. This is just a tapping riff. You're going to be tapping with your second and third fingers. And the rhythm of this riff, sort of like a Doppler effect, starts off slow and then pulls you in. After you finish the riff, you're going to be holding that last tap note. And as it's holding, you're going to hammer on two notes to complete the chord. One, two, three, four. That's the first measure. The second measure, you're going to jump up to what would be the 26th fret. Now, what I do is I keep a thimble, a little metal cap, on my fourth finger of my picking hand that I touch to the string to hit notes that are higher in pitch than the fretboard will allow. Here's a quick way to visualize where you can find the notes past the neck. Now, you could find the octave above any fretted note by hitting the thimble down in the middle of the string length between your finger and the bridge. If you're looking at the neck, you hit the 14th fret first string. Look where your finger is on the 14th fret, and look where the string leaves the bridge. Touch the string at the exact center of that distance. You'll find the octave of that note, which would be considered the 26th fret. Now, the idea is to stop looking at the neck and start looking at the string. The notes don't end just because the neck ends. Okay, that's my profound statement for this lesson. So this next riff, we hit down, pull off, onto the next batch of notes. We finish it off by hammering onto the 21st fret of the second string and sliding it up to the 24th, real quick. And during that moment that we're hitting that, you need to look at the neck around the 7th or 9th fret, and you're going to position your fretting hand, and you're going to rest your first finger across the neck onto the 7th fret harmonic. And we're going to hammer notes onto that harmonic. We finish it off with a little thump. Then you're going to jump up with both your hands and hit the same note. And we're going to slowly slide one up and one down. So you have. Lovely. Okay, that was the second and third measure. The fourth measure is a combination of alternate picking and a few little sweeps from string to string. And it's going to go like this. Let's take the first little piece of that pick and riff. And then we're going to finger pick a little high note. So it's going to be down, down, up, finger. I'm going to be the metronome now. The next section, down, down, up, down. Finger. Put the two together. And then we continue here. We're going to take that last note that you chicken picked, and we're going to do a pull off, and then an upward sweep, and then chicken pick. Then after that, a slide up, then octaves, and the last one with vibrato. Back and forth. And then we finish everything off by raking the thimble back and forth on the 6th and 5th strings. At the 25th and 26th frets. And that's the whole riff. That's all we got time for. I want to thank Phil and everybody at the magazine for the opportunity and pleasure of connecting with you all this way. It's a beautiful thing, so thank you very much. It's a lot of stuff to absorb, so I'm going to leave it at that. And I hope you all enjoyed the lesson. I hope it inspires some new ideas, and overall, just have fun playing. And visit me at bumblefoot.com and say hello. Now here's a song without the guitar in it so that you could play along. And for all the parts of the song that we didn't get to work on, don't worry about it. Just make up your own guitar part. Make this song yours. All right, that's it. Here we go. Peace.